What a great response for this conversation that we are having, asking people what is the number one fitness item on their to-do list. Super excited of all the things that people have shared. Grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So look at this. All right. So we started off with a bang this year. This is year four of Conversations with Hikini podcast. And super excited because guess what? We changed the name to How to Be Fit Over 40, Midlife Conversations with Hikini podcast. So it's a little different because our focus has been turned more towards how to be fit over 40. All right. And just learning how to maneuver through this different stage of life. Oftentimes we can neglect ourselves during this time and feel that, oh, maybe it's too late, or, you know, we're getting older, we might as well accept the things. No, no, no. We do not have to accept what is given. We call the shots and we decide how we want our life to flow. So we have been transitioning all the things this year and just honing in our focus as year four has come in with a bang. And we are now ending the, as I'm recording this podcast, ending the first quarter of this year and starting the new. So this podcast episode will be the last one for this quarter, of course. I wanted to just kind of take a look back, a step back of what has happened, what has transpired through asking people these questions. So I created a survey, a Google document survey. So for those who, you know, want to know how to create surveys, if you want something really simple, you can do Google, the Google Forms and create a survey. So I did it that way. And for those that are not really tech savvy or just really didn't want to actually go and fill one out, I created more like a sign-up sheet that works for some people where they could still list their number one fitness item on their to-do list. Now, the last few that I have, and I am looking, are you that one? I'm looking for more because it's coming down to the wire where I need some more participants. So if that is you, I would love for you to share your number one fitness item. There are several ways that you can connect with me. One quick way, stop right here. You can hit pause and dial 864-406-9109. 864-406-9109. It's a Google number. Dial that number. You can, I mean, if you want to call me, but I do accept text messages too. You can text your number one item on your to-do list, your fitness item. You don't have to use a real name if you don't want to. And just go at just whatever it may be. It could be one word, new shoes, new socks, fitness socks. I don't know, whatever it may be. And I will share that on the podcast and give you a proposed action plan, SMART goal for you to actually pursue. So go ahead and do that. I'll hold. I'm waiting. Okay, great. So we're back. So as we look back over all the responses, I'll tell you the episode that received the most downloads for this topic, and that was episode 211. So episode 211 was the one that received the most downloads for this subject. And then 213 was the second one. And I'll give the top three. So then number three was 210. All right. So I'll tell you, for the first one that received the most downloads for this topic, it was from my husband. Wow. And it's interesting. And I don't know if it was because he shared it more or people just wanted to hear what he had to say, because you know, he's connected to me. I'm not sure. However, I kind of feel a reason why, because with him, he was very specific with what he wanted to do. Of course, he doesn't mind being interviewed also. And he wanted something laid out. And so for that episode, and I'll include these three as links, that way you can easily access these quickly, I guess, quickly access, because it's really easy. You can go find them, but just to have everything in the show notes for this episode. And I actually created a entire little plan from the warm up on to the cool down. For those, if you're just catching my podcast, I am a group fitness instructor. And so I teach Zumba, I teach Strong Nation, a HIIT workout with a twist, and a joint mobility workout called Circle Mobility. I also am a certified mind body eating coach. And so with that, with those skills, I was able to create something for him, just based on my training. And don't take my word for it. Always do your research, okay? And everything is backed by science, all right? So that may be a reason why it was very detailed. He was very detailed of what he wanted. So that is laid out. The second one was thinking about, it was jump ropes. I had to go back and look. It was with the jump rope. So I guess more and more people now are getting into jump roping. I know Double Dutch, there's a big group all over the US that does like Double Dutch outreach competitions and all that. And so this particular person is interested in double dutching and overall just getting into jump roping. So that I had a great SMART goal for that one. And then number three from the top three that had the most downloads for these topics is 210, which it was talking about walking shoes on a budget. Don't we all? And I included some extra information in there as well. So with this, you share, I'll include a SMART goal. And also you may want to chime in. Other people can chime in if they want to, if you have some other tips that can be helpful for the person as well. So we have a lot of great information to share, and it's super exciting just to see people just what they have on their list, from, you know, strength training, push-ups, to like finding balance with yoga, to pickleball, tai chi. There's so many, and I'm just very happy to be able to share this information with you. So my charge to you is to go back through, listen to those, get caught up. And overall, it is bringing more energy and vibrancy to these people that are over 40. And we're going to really dive more into that, adding that better energy and decreasing that fatigue when you are over 40. And I'm actually doing a challenge starting in the month of April. So if you're interested in getting on that challenge bandwagon, I highly recommend you click the link that I will share in the show notes so you won't miss out, all right? Because it's starting, as I'm recording this podcast, next week. So if you want more information how to boost your energy and feel more vibrant, then you want to make sure you get that information. All right. Super excited. Hit that subscribe button so you won't miss an episode of this conversation with Hikini, How to Be Fit Over 40 Midlife Conversations. Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.